You're locked in the zone with Jason Anderson, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we continue from Minneapolis Radio Row. Jason Anderson with you. Our coverage continues to be brought to you by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger, and delivered by Papa John's. Joining us now is the voice of Westwood One in the NCAA tournament. You hear him. You'll hear him this week, and you hear him tomorrow, both those games and Monday night as well. His name is Kevin Kugler. He joins us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Kevin, how are you, sir?
Hello, Jason. What do you know?
More and more, I find out not much.
Yeah, I know.
As days go by.
I have teenage daughters. They tell me that regularly, that I know very little. So it's always a pleasure to be with people who know the same.
I have a 3-year-old son who's in this kick of saying, "I told you."
Yeah.
He would ask, "Yep. Hey, where's my car?" And I'm like, "I think it's in your room." He goes in my room, or his room, gets the car, and he goes, "I told you it's in my room." Like,
yeah,
you, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You actually
You're
did.
You're three.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I don't think you understand what I told you means.
Yeah.
No, I told you.
Yeah, I
was
told
in
you that,
your
yes.
room. No, he told me. Yeah. No matter what happened, no, I told you that.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's already started.
It's already going down that road.
It's already started.
Good luck
there.
10 years from now.
He's exactly right. He's three going on 15.
Yep.
Kevin Kugler is our guest. Does it ever get old, the tournament?
Heavens, no.
We talked to Clark Kellogg yesterday, and he's like, it doesn't even matter because the tournament always delivers.
It does. It is always such a great event, and no, it never gets old. If ever I wake up and go, man, this is getting old, that's my cue. I need to exit stage left, because this is one of the best things I do all year long. I mean, there are several big events that dot my calendar, and this is the biggest of the big. I love it. It's such a highlight every year.
Yeah, Kevin Kugler is our guest. This Final Four, as we look at some of the storylines, I know nationally, the View, not a whole lot of sizzle to this. I mean, we were close, a basket here or there from maybe Duke, Gonzaga, Kentucky,
right,
maybe even Carson Edwards with Purdue.
Right.
But it's college basketball, and it's a single elimination tournament. What do you make of this Final Four with these four teams and what we have coming up tomorrow?
It's unique, you know, and I think that is an appeal to some. It's probably not appeal to television executives who wanted that sizzle of the Final Four that you mentioned with some of the big names, and we're dreaming of a Duke-Kentucky championship game. But I will say this. I find myself, as I get closer to it, much more intrigued than I was even at the beginning of the week, because I think the matchups are really – they lend themselves to some really interesting strategy. You know, you've got Auburn that's going to try to get the tempo up, Virginia that has to have the tempo where they need it.
Yeah.
They, you know, Michigan State, the veterans of the Final Four compared to everybody else, Tom Izzo in his eighth, but a team that doesn't have a lot of experience in this Final Four, led by a point guard in Cassius Winston that I think is one of the best in the game, going up against a variety of guys who will defend, and you've got a terrific player who's going to be an NBA player, and Jarrett Culver going against him. There are some really intriguing storylines that I think are going to be fun to develop as the games go on Saturday and Monday.
Kevin Kugler is our guest. At which region did your pod?
I was in Des Moines the first week, so I saw Michigan State there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were in D.C. last week for the Duke-Michigan State game. So that, you know, we kind of bounce around. We get assigned, TV assigns when the bracket comes out. We have our assignments before that, because it doesn't really matter where we go.
Yeah, so you knew you were going to Des Moines.
I knew I was going to Des Moines. It was just a matter of what teams
you get to
showed
choose?
Up there.
Did you choose D.C.?
No, I did not. No, okay. it was where we are based, you know, whether it's logistics or we need this here or we want you on this Sunday or, you know, whatever. I didn't know where I was, who I was going to have. I just knew where I was going to be. We got our assignments probably early March.
Do you still live in Omaha?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So Des Moines was an easy
one. Des Moines was
that
an
made
easy
sense
one
for you.
Kansas City would have been the closest one to me,
mm-hmm.
but for whatever reason, I went to D.C., and that's fine. I
mean, do they typically keep you, if you did a pod for that region, that they would want you to then stay in that regional semifinal?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't ever. No, it's, you know, we had two teams from the East, or two groups from the East and two groups from the West in Des Moines. So
that's
Des Moines
was
sort of a parceled out mix. You know, Michigan was there as well. They went out West. Michigan mm-hmm. State obviously went out to the East. So it was sort of a hodgepodge in Des Moines, and it doesn't, I mean, it never, that never factors in. It's just a matter of where do you go. I always tell people, especially that first weekend, you literally, it doesn't matter where you are. You're in an arena.
Yeah.
So you go from arena to hotel to dinner to hotel to arena to hotel. I mean, it's there's four games on a Thursday. You go back the next day to do interviews. You go two games, and then it's over. You could be in Jacksonville or Juneau. It doesn't matter where you are.
Do you, I guess, if you can, briefly, can you take us through what your prep work is like for that? It was Thursday for you.
Right.
Thursday. So that Thursday, you've got four games that you're doing almost back to back to back to back.
Right.
How do you prep for four games?
You start on Sunday when the bracket comes out, and you start reading. And then Monday, I do out their spotting charts, essentially. It's an 8.5 by 14 thing that has a little bio information, roster information, all the stat information, everything I need. You start on a Monday, and you just start. It's like chopping wood. I mean, you just start going team. All right, done with that team. Team. All right, done with that team. You try to get all that stuff on paper in front of you, and then fill in the blanks with little stories, little this, little that. Because then we go in on Wednesday and interview every head coach from all eight teams, and then Thursday we sit down and we do all four games. We started at 11 a.m. We were the first game on the network that day. And we went all the way through and walked out of the arena somewhere after 11 o'clock that night.
Kevin Kugler is our guest. What did you make of, since you got a chance to talk to him and study the team for a week, what did you make of Louisville this year? You had them in the game. They didn't play all that great. Minnesota, you know, shoots like 5% from three on the season. They made 72, I think, in the game, roughly. 11 of 27, but they missed their first four.
Right.
So they went 11 of 23 after
down the
missing
stretch.
Their first four, which is crazy to think about. What do you make of this year, first year for Chris Mack and the job that he did?
I thought Chris Mack did a fantastic job this year, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on with you. I thought coaxing this team to the tournament this year was a really good sign for the future. I'm a unabashed Chris Mack fan. I think he's a tremendous basketball coach. I think he's going to have Louisville basketball in this position sooner rather than later because I think he's just that good. And, look, I saw Minnesota several times this year. And I know I'm in their backyard here in Minneapolis, but that was a rare occasion for them to hit shots like that. If Richard Pitino were sitting here right now, he would be the first to tell you that they don't shoot the three like that. That was the biggest weakness of that team all year long, is shooting the three. And, of course, against Louisville, to come out and act like that's, you know, they're the best shooting three-point shooting team in the history of basketball. I've never seen them shoot like that at any point during the course of the season, and I probably had them six or seven times.
And one of the more interesting or surprising is probably the best term to use of that is, as I mentioned, they missed their first four. And they're not good at shooting threes.
No.
But they kept firing away. And they just kept firing away, and all of a sudden they started falling. And it's like, well, wouldn't you, if your game plan isn't to shoot threes and you miss your first four, you'd probably adjust and do something different. No, let's just keep firing away.
And that was the biggest surprise to me because I've seen them miss threes before. And look, Amir Coffey is going to continue to shoot threes.
Right.
That's what he does. But everybody, I mean, Dupree McBrayer hitting threes. I mean, it was just one of those. If you're a Louisville fan, I don't think you walk away terribly discouraged from that. I think you walk away thinking, we ran into a team that just got ungodly hot from a place they don't ever get hot from. And you kind of go, all right. I mean, if you're Chris Mack, what can you do other than tip your cap and go, they hit shots that they don't ever hit? I mean, in your scouting report is you want them to shoot threes.
Yep.
That's what you want. I am sure all week leading into that game, you're okay if they shoot threes. If we can get them to shoot threes and keep it out of the paint, we're going to be good against these guys. Well, they hit 11 of them.
Yeah.
So, okay. 9 out of 10 times, that's not happening against that Minnesota team. I promise that.
Yeah, maybe it makes it a little bit easier to walk away, but I think the Louisville fans walked away annoyed more than anything.
Oh,
like, really?
I'm
sure. Are you
serious? Oh,
like,
yeah. It would,
like, come on.
That would be annoying. That would be an absolute annoyance.
Especially when they show up against Michigan State and go 2 of, like, 24.
Yeah. When you see them the next game, that's the Minnesota from three that we saw most of the year.
The most predictable thing ever, right?
Yep.
The most predictable. We talked about it on Thursday after the game was over. I was talking with one of my buddies, Dave, and I said, you realize Minnesota's going to keep firing threes on against Michigan State because they made them today.
And not hit a one.
And they're not going to hit them at all, but they're going to keep firing away, and they're going to let go of the rope, and Michigan State's going to pull away because they weren't hitting the threes, and it's going to be the most annoying thing in the world to watch that
Michigan
happen.
State turned it over 22 times in that game, and they won
That's
by 20.
Crazy.
They won by here's my big, bold prediction for you, Jason.
Yes.
If Michigan State turns it over 22 times on Saturday, they will not win the game. They will lose, and they will lose going away.
What if they turn it over 21
times? Well, maybe they'll win then. But if it's 22, they will lose that game. I And I'm sure Tom Izzo would say the same thing, because there are very rare occurrences where you win a game going away when you turn it over 22 times like they did in that Minnesota game.
Kentucky turned it over 14 against Auburn. If they turn it over 9, they win in regulation.
Yep, absolutely.
Kevin Kugler is our guest, ESPN 680, 105.7. Jason Anderson with you. He's from Westwood One. Final four time for you. Four quickies. Just tell me the first thing that pops in your head if
All
you
right.
are ready to go.
I've been anticipating this.
All right. What is your favorite dot on the calendar then? You said this was your best dot on the calendar, your favorite one that you were looking forward to, all the different dots on the calendar that you would do from play-by-play and different things you get a chance to do.
Yep.
What's the second favorite?
Second favorite dot is the one I go to right after this, which is the Masters.
I was guessing that would be the one.
Yep.
But,
we're on a flight Tuesday morning. Yeah. I'm at Amen Corner on the Thursday afternoon watching golf.
Yeah. You go from right wing to the top of the key, down low, dunks at home to... Now he's got a 7.5-foot putt.
Exactly, yeah. So there is a
breaks slightly to the right. He's going to look at a cup or two on the outside of this putt.
Yeah, you go from basketball Kugler to Masters Kugler. It's a very different Kugler.
Hello, friends. Two final.
I can't use that one. That's true.
I know, right? Hello, fellows.
Yeah, hello, fellows.
Hello,
peeps.
Fellas. You are listening live.
Hello, fam.
Hello, fam. All right. Which career would you rather have if you were a coach? Two Final Fours along with two national championships, or eight Final Fours and only one national championship?
Two Final Fours. And you know what? Eight Final Fours. I'm changing my mind. Eight Final Fours. The journey is the reward, okay. And I think getting here is a big deal, maybe even more so than winning a title.
Okay. If you're in Vegas, what over-under would you set for Chris Mack Final Fours in his career?
In his career. I'll give three.
Three? So maybe 2.5?
Yeah, 2.5. Set 2.5.
Very good. And then do you have a – I know I can't ask you who wins on Monday night.
You can. It's not going to impact who wins this. If you ask that question, no one who is listening to this is going to call a coach and go, you know, that guy picked against you. And
I heard Kugler. He picked Michigan
State.
Tony Bennett isn't
going to walk into his locker room and go, this guy you've never heard of picked against us. Let's go get one to stick it to Kugler.
That's right. Do you have a favorite call? To end a game that sticks out for you?
My favorite end, I don't know if it was the call, but the ending of the 2016 Villanova-North Carolina game is one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
One of the favorite endings I've ever gotten to call because of the flurry of three versus three. That was awesome.
Do you remember what you said
when
Jenkins' shot went in?
I don't either.
I remember what you said for Louisville and Kentucky's championships in 12 and 13.
Okay.
And I remember the 16 over the one last year.
Okay.
Madness has met its peak.
Yeah, I do.
In 13, you said for Louisville, the cards have come up aces in a game for the ages.
Okay, well, that's good.
And in 12,
I like that.
You
I'm
said.
I'm grading myself here.
In 12, you said the title returns to my old Kentucky home.
Oh, good for me.
Yeah, so there you go.
Look at that. That was creative.
Very good. Yeah. Now, I think you planned that in, like, January.
Oh, I've got them all written down right now. The Spartans, I don't know what I was
saying. That's right, yes. Kevin, I certainly appreciate the time. Have a good call.
Thanks,
have some
Jason.
Fun, and we'll be listening.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, there's Kevin Kugler joining us on ESPN 680 105.7 as we are wrapping things up here, hanging out at the Final Four in Minneapolis. Been a lot of fun so far over these last couple of days, man. We got basketball coming your way. Do want to remind you that the basketball-exclusive live play by play presented by Mattress and More, Ride Implement, Dave and Buster's, UPS Jobs, FFO Home, delivered by Papa John's, and fueled by Kroger. Over the last, 2 days, we've had, today, PJ Fleck, Ben Higgins, Brad Brownell, Rick Spielman, Jason Horowitz, Bill Walton, Matt McMahon, Grievous Vasquez, Jim Jackson, Kevin Kugler, Ben Howland, Ron Hunter, Robbie Hummel, Kermit Davis, Nate Robinson, Clark Kellogg, Porter Moser, Mike Young, Brad Underwood, Fran Fraschilla, and PJ Carlissimo. That is over the last couple of days. It's been a blast. Certainly we appreciate all what Westwood One has done for us out here. We're wrapping things up. Do not forget tomorrow at noon, Best of Radio Row, all these interviews that you've heard. We will play them back for you tomorrow noon until 3:30. 3:30 Final Four Radio Row, or Final Four pregame starts with Westwood One. That is coming up tomorrow. All of our Final Four Radio Row coverage has been presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger, and delivered by Papa John's. Everybody enjoy the weekend. It's right here on ESPN 680 105.7.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.